Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat, and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On tonight's show, we will have some community announcements, along with news from the news desk, along with featuring new music from an artist based out of Portland, an artist by the name of Talilo Marafil, who we've played some of his tracks on the show, like Buckload, on previous shows of the Filipino American National News. But he has a track that came out a few weeks ago entitled Big Flip that we're going to premiere here on the show. I got to give a big shout out to Talilo for providing us the radio edit version of his track in order to share with our listening audience tonight. But just a reminder to our listeners that it is still pledge drive here at KFAI. If you're looking to make a pledge, you can do so in a few ways. You can do it through the phone lines at 612-375-9030, or you can also do it online at kfai.org. And just a reminder, our listeners, the Filipino American National News is the longest running weekly Filipino American radio show in the entire United States. We've been lucky to feature many different people, from community leaders of organizations here in Minnesota, but also nationally. We've also interviewed celebrities of different sorts, Olympians such as 8-time Olympian Natalie Conklin, Nia Peoples, Apple Day App of the Black Eyed Peas, who have a CD coming out on November the 11th. We have featured comedians on the show, such as J.R. DeGuzman, Joe Coy, and currently Portland's own Rex Navarrete here on the Filipino American National News. And this week, we'll be lucky to be having maybe our first of many interviews with current Golden Gopher point guard slash shooting guard Taurus Samuels, who is a grad transfer from Dartmouth, and he's actually the second person in his family to graduate from Dartmouth. His mother, who is Filipina, Taurus Samuels is biracial, Filipino, and African-American, but we're going to speak with him after the game this week, their exhibition game against local university, that being St. Olaf. And just a reminder, our listeners, it is Pledge Drive here at KFAI. And if you're looking to make a pledge to support the efforts of myself here on the Filipino American National News, but all the unique shows, whether it be Sound Effects, which follows us, or any of the other unique programs, whether it be culturally based, shows for the disabled, shows for the LGBT community, feel free to do so by making a pledge at 612-375-9030 or online at kfai.org. But we're going to play that song that we spoke about earlier. It features Talilo Marafil, Swiggle Mandela, Taryn, and JR the Barber. And the name of this song is entitled Big Flip.
Yeah, nandito kami na yon. Pinoy tayo.
Tagalog party, ha?
Yeah. Flip boy dip down in a lolo. When Alfredo, that's the name of my lolo. What's besides on my islands if they don't know? Kumakain ang kaman on my party saying, oh, if it ain't not straight, you gon' hear me say ayoko. Buying guy hands, mano opo. What you didn't know though, we been out here. Look at all these logos, we got flips out here. Ang katawang ay damuga sa tunog ng putok. Kilalanan ang pagkikibaka para walang tako. Walang tamad na imbrogante sa buhay na mabiga. Kami ay kilad sa rosa sa liska. Son totok, makakuha sa lisuga. Utus and ugat, holding down a history so you can stand for lumay. Portland till I'm dead, homie. Banging all these sticks until they shred on us. I got this bread on me, Brody, that's a big flip.
that's a big flip. My P noise and P nice making big flips. Yeah, that's a big flip. And we ain't talking about no stature, we some big flips. We some big flips. Pero ang pare ko, he a big flip. Bayani Han in the rose made that flip big.
Big flip is Filipino flagging. I got drip like Raya and the Last Dragon. Big flip, I just hit a lick. Big nose and big lips. Punchlines like Pacquiao, we don't back down. I get love from P-Town out to Tactown. Where you from, we is not cool. I want gold like the Rajas and Datus. Got the heart of Lapu Lapu, I'm a real gorilla. Giving pesos to the poor when I'm in Manila. I got sauce like adobo. If it's real, put that shit on your Lolo. It's a rap like Lumpia, they ain't f***ing with me. Smoking killer with my family out in Carson City. Flying home to the islands where I not fly. I can never lose and I put that on my tie.
I got this bread on me, Brody, that's a big flip. That's a big flip. My P noise and P nice making big flips. Yeah, that's a big flip. And we ain't talking about no stature, we some big flips. We some big flips. Pero ang pare ko, he a big flip. Bayani Han in the rose made that flip.
Yeah, Angeles City in the building, I salute my roots. Catch me eating with my hands, no fork, no spoon. What you know about some fried rice through you and that boom? I'm a sun, I'm a star, I'm a flip tycoon. I get it cracking like Bala and I clean and I cook. Santana Ramirez, baby, take a pick how I look. My ink on is Ilocano, my apple is Campampango. You better get you a play at the pilot right when you walk in.
Came from the struggle, represent for the P.I. My hit up on Pamela, con my seed, Paisa Buha. Grind to success, so we do is eat. When you walk up in the south, take them shoes off your feet. It's the feeling, baby. Let's gather to feast. La haga na guaco, I keep it discreet. Do go, bow with some lujaco. I stand by people and they know that I do.
I got this bread on me, Brody, that's a big flip. That's a big flip. My P noise and P nice making big flips. Yeah, that's a big flip. And we ain't talking about no stature, we some big flips. We some big flips. Pero ang pare ko, he a big flip. Bayani Han in the rose made that flip big.
And once again, that was Telelo Marafil, Swiggle Mandela, Taryn, and JR the Barber with Big Flip. You're listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFAI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time at 90.3 FM. And also can be heard at kfai.org/Filipino American National News. Our shows are archived up to 2 weeks. And if you like to listen via the KFA app, you can find that on either Google Play or the Apple Store. But for right now, we're going to head over to our first article of the evening. And this comes from CNN. Tropical storm Nalage has killed at least 45 people and injured dozens more in the Philippines, the country's disaster agency said Saturday. A further 14 people were missing after the storm, known locally as Baing, made landfall on Friday, packing winds of 75 kilometers per hour. A death toll of 72 were originally announced by the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Council before being revised down. The group blamed an overcount by local officials for the initial figure, according to state media. Provinces and cities in the south were hit hardest by the storm, a state of calamity has been declared in the city of Cotabato on the Mindanao Island, where some 67,000 residents have been affected by the storm. UPI, a nearby town with a population just of 16,000, has been inundated, the disaster council reported, with thousands being forced to higher grounds. Overall, authorities said close to 185,000 people across the country have been affected by the storm, with more than 8,000 people made temporary homeless. Photos and videos of the search and rescue efforts showed bodies being pulled from water and thick mud and residents trapped on rooftops. Storms are expected to hit the capital, Manila, and nearby provinces over the weekend, the state weather official said, as Alegue cut through the main Luzon Island and head to the South China Sea. And that is our first article of the evening. In regards to some local community announcements, on Saturday, November the 12th, the Phil Minnesotan Association will be having their 70th annual FMA annual ball, and this will be taking place at the Hilton Minneapolis St. Paul Airport in Bloomington. We will have more information in regards to this event as it comes closer to coming to fruition. Coming up the following week from the Phil Minnesotan Association, they will have being a bicultural seminar called they'll be having a seminar called Can I Tell You How I Feel? A forum on struggle and issues of Asian Americans in the complex multicultural American society. This is Saturday, November the 19th from 8:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the University of Minnesota Kauffman Memorial Union, 300 Washington Avenue, Southeast Minneapolis, Minnesota 55455. For more information in regards to this event, you can either contact Jovalyn Larson at 763-647-0510, or you can contact them via email at FMA Philmin. That's Philmin, F-I-L-M-I-N-N, at gmail.com. And it looks like the Philippine Student Association at the University of Minnesota Twin Cities will once again be attending the Filipino Americans Coming Together Conference at the University of Illinois Champaign-Urbana in the next couple of weeks as well. But from right now, we are going to play our second song of the evening, and it is from a group entitled The Odd Jobs, which features Nomi, who now goes by Power Struggle, who actually, if you watch the video of Big Flip, you'll actually see him make a cameo at the very end of this video. But this is their track entitled Blue Collar Holler.
I'm not a preacher or a teacher or an electrician, a writer or a fighter or a politician. We just a crew, we doing our job, and that's an odd job. I'm not a preacher or a teacher or an electrician, a writer or a fighter or a politician. We just a crew, we doing our job, and that's an odd job.
I said the first time I saw Mike, in its attitude, they had to use the jaws of life to get it back to you. They never got me off the flight, and the altitude can't top the heights that I'm taking you tonight, right?
Ladies in the place on the paper chase, I'm a joke, it's wild and you the ace of spades. Trump card, leaving lords, flicking the wrist. Check this, I'm a union activist.
I was talking to my main man, Crescent Moon, behind you got the stage presence of a tennis shoe. Ain't that right, Crescent Moon?
Hell yes, it's true. I put that on my mama and the rest of the crew.
Young and impressionable, that's how we came in the game. Went from playing with fire to making it rain. Taking our aim, nature is too close to the top.
Anticipation of the groove makes me go rah.
If your speak is buff, or you're bold with a boombox, group perigators will escape with a group stop. Bob your head, shake your hips, sugar in the Kool-Aid type of mix. This ain't a power trip, it's a spaceship. Where the beats bang beautiful like Arabic. What you scared of, kid? What you scared to live? I live by the pen and the way it's written.
I'm not a preacher or a teacher or an electrician,
a writer or a fighter or a politician.
We just a crew, we doing our job, and that's an odd, odd job.
I'm not a preacher or a teacher or an electrician,
a writer or a fighter or a politician.
We just a crew, we doing our job, and that's an odd, odd job.
And now I pass it off to anyone who wanna pick it up. It's like I never give it up, y'all are sitting ducks. Every night we X off a day on the calendar. More time wasted looking forward to challenger.
Man, I get mad like CJ Mack when the MC's dope, but the beat's straight whack. Or when the beat is fat, but the rapper don't rhyme right. It's like Mack and underage Jersey trash and limelight.
A complicated alien, making us look simple. I bite your whole style and spit it out the window. One more thing before me and my crew go. What you want in the tombstone? I ain't talking about food though.
I'm not a preacher or a teacher or an electrician, a writer or a fighter or a politician. I'm no me, steady doing my job, and that's an odd, odd job.
I'm not a preacher or a teacher or an electrician, a writer or a fighter or a politician. I'm Quest Moon, steady doing my job, that's an odd, odd job.
I'm not a preacher or a teacher or an electrician, a writer or a fighter or a politician. I'm advised and I'm doing my job, that's an odd, odd job.
That's an odd, odd job, yeah. That's an odd, odd job. One more time now, odd, odd job. Give it to me, odd job.
Once again, that was The Odd Jobs with Blue Collar Holler. Just a reminder to our listeners, it is Pledge Drive here at KFVI, and you can do so in one of two ways. You can do it online at kfvi.org, or you can also do it via the phone lines with our dedicated phone bank operators at 612-375-9030. But we do have some time to head over back to the news desk. And this comes from the NBCBayArea.com. As we continue to celebrate Filipino-American History Month, we'd like to take some time to recognize 2021 Nobel Peace Prize recipient Maria Ressa, the first Filipino-American to be bestowed that honor. Ressa is a journalist who has lived and worked in Southeast Asia for some time now, and is the co-founder of Rappler, an online news website in the Philippines. 6 years ago, things took a different turn for her as a journalist. Rappler faced multiple lawsuits from then Duterte administration in the Philippines. Ressa herself has received 10 arrest warrants in the last 2 years. Rappler has been critical of Duterte's led government in the Philippines and its controversial war on drugs. The site has also reported about the administration's alleged use of disinformation on social media. Rappler and its staff say that they have been targeted because of the revelations about the corruption by the government officials and its war on drugs. Who would have thought that I would have gotten arrested for being a journalist, or that just in less than 2 years, 10 arrest warrants would be issued against me, Ressa told NBC Bay Area. It's kind of unthinkable, but this is my 36th year as a journalist, and everything has happened. Ressa was one of Time Magazine's People of the Year in 2018 and was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 2021 and recently received an inaugural Albee Award from the George and Amal Clooney Foundation. When asked what this has meant to her specifically as a Filipino American. She simply said she's just doing her job. In many ways, this time period for all of the attacks on identity that has happened in the United States and also forces Filipino Americans to step forward and to claim to strengthen it, she said, we're different and we're unique and part of both worlds, sometimes part of neither. I think the mission of journalism has never been as important as it is today. When the facts are under attack, when there is no shared reality, when the fabric of democracy is crumbled, when people aren't listening, she continued, how do you hold power to account? And we do have time for one more article of the evening. And this comes from the Manila Times. After a face-off between two Filipino-American brothers in the National Hockey League last week, the NHL, another team decided to show Filipino community in Canada some love. The Winnipeg Jets revealed that they will host a Filipino Heritage Night at the Canada Life Center on November 8th in honor of over 80,000 Filipinos living in the Canadian province of Manitoba, in which Winnipeg is the provincial capital. It will be held during the Jets' home game against the visiting Phil-Am hockey player Jason Robertson and his Dallas Stars. A special Filipino-themed logo was designed by Filipino-Canadians Jonato Daloyan and Mark Gomez Daloyan, is the owner of the Winnipeg-based studio 42 Design Inc., which Gomez works for the Jets' parent company True North Sport and Entertainment. One of the hallmarks of the logo is a design representation of the 8-ray golden sun surrounding the Jets' roundel. The sun is a prominent symbol on the Filipino flag and within the culture, as explained on the team's website on Tuesday. Three stars which within the circle also found on the Filipino flag represent the three major island groups of the Philippines, Luzon, Visayas, and Mindanao. The three colors of the Filipino flag are overlaid on the jet, reflecting the integration of the Filipino heritage into Canadian culture. Inclusion of the traditional textile pattern further embodies the bold and festive spirit of the Filipino community. The Filipino-themed logo will be used as the team's warm-up jersey before the game against Dallas. Members of the Filipino community in the Winnipeg will take part in the puck drop, namely the Philippine Basketball Association of Winnipeg's Commissioner Manny Aranes, Filipino community leader Ida Champagne, Filipino journalist, publisher Rod Cantaveros, and Winnipeg Jets Hockey Academy alumnus Ron Calillo. The Filipino choir Musica will sing the national anthem of the United States and Canada. It is not clear if the Philippine national anthem Lupang Hirang will also be played before the game. In addition, the Filipino food, which includes chicken adobo, pork lumpia, will also be served. Chicken adobo skewers will apparently be part of the Canada Life Center's aviation grill locations. The Jets previously had a player of Filipino descent in their roster in forward Tim Stapleton. In the active NHL roster are three Filipino descents. They are brothers Nicholas and Jason Robertson of the Toronto Maple Leafs and Dallas Stars, respectively, and Matt Dumba of the Minnesota Wild. And hopefully in the near future, we will be able to have both Nicholas and Jason Robinson on the show, as well as Matt Dumba, to talk about their experiences as a Filipino-Canadian and Filipino-American players in the NHL. But for right now, we're going to end the show with a song from Ruby Ibarra and Ella J. Bosco. And the name of this song is entitled Gold. Stay tuned for Sound Effects.
Do you ever have those days when you just feel like you don't fit in? Well, you'll never have to feel like that ever again with Brown Be Gone. This bar of soap will not only help you brighten your day, Brown Be Gone will help brighten your complexion too. Feeling like your life is dark? Maybe it's just your skin. Let brown be gone. Wash the brown away. You, yes you, can make everyone around you feel more comfortable with Brown Be Gone. Be dark no more. A beauty product by Karen and Karen, highly toxic, society approved. Common side effects include complicity, inauthenticity, hallucinations of Anglo features, and confusions of self-worth.
Cut!
Programming on KFAI is sponsored by Community Action Partnership of Ramsey and Washington County's Energy Assistance Program. The Energy Assistance Program helps low-income households pay a portion of their heating bills. We assist Ramsey and Washington County residents with home energy payments, energy crises, and emergency furnace repairs. We also offer referrals to the Home Weatherization Program. Call 651-645-6470 or visit the website at caprw.org for more information on how to apply.